6 Australians have died in a plane crash in Laos. All 49 people on board the plane perished when it plunged into the Mekong River as it was trying to land at an airport in the country's south. It's believed bad weather may have been a contributing factor. The United States Congress is preparing to vote on a deal to avoid a debt default. The agreement extends the federal borrowing limit until February and funds the government until the middle of January. World markets have surged on news of the deal. Former Attorney General Nicola Roxon has delivered a scathing character assessment of Kevin Rudd during a speech in Melbourne. Ms. Roxon described the former Prime Minister as a bastard who had a vicious tongue and temper, and she's called on Mr. Rudd to quit Parliament. An Australian man has died in an avalanche on Mount Everest. Dean Higgins and his wife spent 6 hours trapped beneath the snow. The 60-year-old managed to dig them out, but it took another 8 hours to reach the bottom of the mountain where Mr. Higgins died. Three Tibetans were also killed in that avalanche. And Tasmania's bid to legalise voluntary euthanasia looks set to fail. Lower House MPs spent a marathon 6 hours debating the private members' bill late yesterday. All 10 Liberals and at least 3 Labor MPs will vote against the bill, ensuring it won't be passed.